start episode 118, Rob.
118. I don't have anything to anything witty to say about.
There's
118.
No anecdotes about 118.
No, it's just one before 119.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. All right, no preamble. Let's just jump into today's topic. Here's what I think. Here's what I was thinking we'd talk about today. Yeah, I love it. You're gonna keep it going?
No.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the Olympics, for those that aren't familiar with the classic. I'm going to guess it's NBC, the NBC Olympic tune?
NBC, yeah.
Yeah. The Olympics. The Olympics are coming, everybody. Or maybe by the time you're listening to this, the Olympics have arrived. Or they're over. I'm not sure, you know. But the Olympics, always an exciting time, the Olympics.
Yeah.
But the question is, and you know, anyway, so like, there's news articles, the Olympics are coming, all this good stuff. It's in Paris, the Summer Olympics, right? Kind of got me thinking, like, do Olympics matter anymore? Like, and specifically from a marketing advertising perspective, of course the Olympics matter. Like, the pursuit of athletic excellence is amazing. You know, the swimmers, the runners.
Bringing the world together, uniting the world through sport.
Yeah, this isn't, I'm not saying it's anti-Olympics, like, you know, F the Olympics. You know, it's just, but you know, historically it's been like, oh my God, NBC paid like, you know,
$8 billion.
Yeah, for the rights, you know, and... You know, the viewership has declined. And I don't know if you saw any of these anecdotes, and I'm going to screw all this up, but they are mixing up the broadcast teams and they are trying to bring in a bunch of celebs to make the Olympics more relevant, right? Like, I think Snoop Dogg is going to Paris as like
I did read that Snoop
correspondent, you know, and he and Martha Stewart or something. Like there's a whole bunch of random people that you would not, you know,
and that makes perfect sense in this day and age that they're doing that.
Like, let's bring in people that, you know, different walks of life have interest, right? To try to get people to watch, you know, the 100-meter, you know, whatever, dash or something. Didn't Snoop what?
Didn't he broadcast for something? What did he?
I have no
with
idea.
Kevin Hart or something? They did a,
what?
I think together they did a guest broadcast of
what? Like a football game?
I'm trying to remember what it was. I don't think it was a football game, but it was something.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So,
but like, you know, I mean, again, we've frequently dated ourselves on the podcast, but back in the day, it's like, oh my God, you won the gold medal. You're amazing. You're Mary Lou Retton. Like you're on the cover of Wheaties. Like you got all the sponsorships. You got all that. Like, you know, we were Bruce Jenner. There you go. You know, all the good stuff, right? You know, we have the great example of Dan versus Dave, right? The Reebok thing. And then they didn't qualify. There's a lot of great marketing sort of stories. We don't need to relitigate all those things, but there's a lot of great marketing stories around the Olympics, right? Now it's like, do the Olympics really matter, I guess, from a marketing perspective, you know?
I think, in my opinion, the Olympics aren't what they used to be.
Yeah.
Just as an event in general, right? It used to be this global thing, and it was truly the pinnacle of sport, which it still is by definition, but it just felt more grandiose, I think, as an event than it did. And maybe more of a globally unifying event.
Yes.
I feel like.
Well, and you have the opening ceremonies.
Yeah,
it's like that's like a 4-hour TV show.
Yeah,
of like, you know, interpretive dance and God knows what is happening on that thing, right? So, in the Parade of Nations, I mean, that's the whole deal, right?
Yeah,
I would agree with you that it's lost its grandioseness and it's lost its relevancy or whatever that. But what has anything taken? I have thoughts on this, but has anything surpassed the Olympics or has anything? More relevant than the Olympics from a global perspective on that level?
In terms of sport? Or just in general?
In general, I guess. I mean, I would argue that the World Cup has surpassed it in terms of sport, right?
I
may be biased on that opinion.
I was going to say, it's hard to tell. I mean, certainly for both of us it has.
Yeah.
Has it for the general public? Maybe? I don't know.
I think TV numbers would probably
tell the tale.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and the problem with, not the problem, but the challenge with the Olympics is there are a lot of events that only a very small number of people care to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a lot of people want to watch water polo.
I didn't do any prep for this, but I think there are some new events, as there are every...
Well, yeah, they always...
Like breakdancing. Isn't that in the Olympics now?
Breakdancing?
Yeah. or something like.
I don't know.
I could have completely just made that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they're always bringing in, you know, like, oh, BMX now or whatever it is. They're always bringing in new stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, my you know, marketing for the Olympics for me just goes back to when we had them in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
And just that whole experience of living in a city.
Yeah.
That. And following it from, you know, Billy Payne putting together the team to go out and try and get the Olympics all the way through the City of Atlanta award.
Yeah.
And then through, okay, now we're developing the logos and the what's it? And
yeah.
We can come back to that. But you know, the marketing in the city. And then not just that, but the, I think to truly understand the scale of it because of all the construction the buildings and the things that's going up. And then, you know, and then unfortunately in Atlanta, you had the Richard Jewell and the bombing whole,
which
added a horribly depressing storyline to it as well. So it was an interesting experience from a marketing standpoint and perspective to be in a city to a host city.
Yeah.
Some good, some bad. I mean, you know, I think for a lot of people, it put Atlanta on the map.
100%.
You know,
yeah.
It helped market the city, right? And helped grow the city for sure.
Now, let me ask you this, and I don't even know if you remember this, and I'm totally putting you on the spot. So we might have to edit this.
I love the spot.
There was pushback on the opening ceremonies, right? When all the dancers and the illumination or whatever spelled out the word y'all. Do you remember this?
I don't remember that.
Okay. See, I put you on the spot and here we go. Like, you know, oh.
Why? Because it's,
you know, uniquely Southern or playing
redneck,
into the Southern.
Rednecks.
Yeah. Like, you know, it was like, welcome y'all. Or it said something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
I don't really
threw the y'all in there. And it was like, oh my God, here come the hillbillies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hold this thing, you know, like, okay. So it's a nothing burger for
Well, I think a lot of people outside of probably the Southeast.
Yeah.
Kind of lump Atlanta in with Georgia.
Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
Well, Mississippi and our neighboring, Alabama, some of our neighboring states.
Yeah.
But I think that helped potentially dispel some of that a city like Atlanta could host.
But there's no doubt that it put Atlanta on the map.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, the population growth, of which I am one of those people.
Yeah.
Right. You know, post Olympics, the growth of the airport, you know, being the busiest airport in the world, you know, all that good stuff. Right. Quick interlude, because I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking. Breaking is what it's called.
Not breakdancing, breaking?
The five new sports.
This is for this?
For this.
Okay.
For the Paris 2024.
Okay.
Skateboarding?
Well, wait a minute. Skating has been in the Olympics.
But we're tying it. I mean, we got to compete against the X Games. You know what I mean? Like, skateboarding.
But I feel like skateboarding has...
Hold on.
Okay.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Surfing.
Yeah, okay.
Surfing, breaking, and sport climbing. Whatever that is.
It's like rock climbing. It's like the speed. I think that's
the
like
speed
climbing.
Rock climbing. Okay.
Yeah.
That feels like an American Ninja Warrior thing. How fast can you parkour up this?
I feel like skateboarding has been in the Olympics.
Skating? I don't know. Did Tony Hawk win a gold medal? Because if he hasn't, then that's ridiculous.
Well, because snowboarding has been in the Olympics forever, the Winter Olympics. Because Shaun White wins like all the gold medals and things.
Our crack show prep, you know, did a lot of work on this one. But I guess back to the topic at hand, though. Like,
yeah.
You know, is it worth, if you're a brand, you know, and you're an advertiser, right? Now, the Unilevers, you know, are all the Procter & Gambles.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to sign as part of their upfront and multiple commercials. What, you know, and we're going to get some good tear jerking behind the scenes, you know, like, oh my God, like little Katie went on to, you know, all that kind of stuff. Right. But I guess, you know, is it worth it? I guess if you're a brand or if you're an athlete, you know what I mean? Like, are you getting sponsorship? Like, you know, like does it have the same panache? I'm going to say no. You know, I'm going to say it really doesn't. Like, I don't think that it's necessarily worth the money.
I think it depends on how you do it.
Yeah.
And I think that if it's just traditional, all right, I'm going to go out and buy media during the track and field events, you know.
Yeah.
Then, you know, not unlike the Super Bowl, you're just buying massive eyeballs.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you're buying. And maybe there's some value in that, depending on the company, right?
Yeah.
Budweiser, you know, big brands like that.
Sure.
Coca-Cola,
sure.
Of course they're going to be.
Of course
they're going to be around.
They're going to be all over it.
But I think there are ways to infiltrate, potentially not on a global scale, but to do things in and around the events that could gain some impact and be successful for on a smaller, I guess, basis potentially.
Yeah.
Like in Atlanta, you know, there were so many events surrounding that you don't really see or hear about, right? Being in the city, it's like, oh, you have this, these thing, all of these things happening. And I think those are cool opportunities for local companies to get involved.
Yeah.
But globally, yeah, I don't know. I mean, and how long does the Olympics last? Sounds like a dumb question, but I don't know the answer to it.
I'm going to say
it's a few weeks.
It's a couple weeks,
right?
It's a
two, three weeks.
It's 2 weeks, but there's going to be some finagling, dangle. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we did this event early. We did that event. You know what I mean? That it's going to be maybe more than a solid 14 days, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But on TV, you know, it's, yeah.
Now, do they still, because I go back to Atlanta because it's what I know, but
yeah.
They had the, what I would call a terrible logo, the, what's it?
Well, you mean the mascot?
Yeah, the mascot.
Do they still have mascots?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer.
Do they still do mascots at each of the Olympics?
I'm gonna guess yes. I'm gonna guess that they still have mascots of some sort.
To some degree. Because that was a horrible.
Yeah, well, the Atlanta logo too, like I feel like there was the launch logo and then everyone decided that logo was terrible, which was the, do you remember the A's that made the star?
I remember that.
And people then it was, no. And so then they did the column that had the fire on top, right? And the column, because it was the 100th Olympics or 100th right. anniversary or whatever. It had like the 100,
the centennial,
you know, like,
yeah,
it had a really compressed typeface of 100 that kind of made a Doric or Ionic column that had the fire and the little star on top, you know? And then I think what's it came from that because there was like a little star sort of thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Or what is it or whatever it's called, you know?
What's it? What's it? Yeah. It died a quick. It was alive for about 2 weeks and then it was just.
Yeah, but well, there's no need for that thing after
there's
the
There's no need for it after, you know? But I mean, I think it was universally panned as this just weird gimmicky.
Yeah, I think there's still some type of mascot component to it, but I don't feel like it's like as prevalent or utilized. I think it's kind of like over there in the
local
village.
To wherever.
Yeah, exactly.
Wherever it is.
Exactly. So, do you have a favorite Olympic event?
I always like the track and field stuff.
You like all
it
the
just running. Because to me it's like that's just such a classic.
Yeah, we're running.
Olympic event. Yeah, like the 4x100 relay. You know what I mean? That's just like amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of like the track and field stuff. The swimming is always really good to watch.
It's exciting.
Super. I mean, the Michael Phelps era was just
ridiculous.
Pure dominance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you're getting down to like 1/100th of a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and these crazy touch pads, and like, oh, his foot size. Remember the torpedo, right? It's like, oh, the guy has giant feet.
Yeah,
you know, and Phelps has a long torso, so he could butterfly. You know, like you get into these really weird, kind of strange aspects to the athletes. You know, so. Yeah, I'm a purist for Olympics. I prefer the summer over the winter because I'm a big fan of just sort of faster, stronger, higher, longer, you know what I mean? Like that type of thing. I don't really, I'm in the minority on this and I absolutely recognize this. I'm not into the judging aspect of any sport. Like whenever there's a judge involved.
Yeah. You're a straight up win loss.
Yeah. Yeah. You versus your opponent or you versus the clock, you know? So it's like, I threw this shot put. Probably not even the right term, but like
it is.
I chucked this javelin farther than you did.
Yeah.
You know, I triple jumped farther. I ran this faster, you know, I pole vaulted higher. You know, like whatever
there's
those.
There's no interpretation.
Yeah. The ball and, you know, whatever garland routine of the floor thing of this gym. Like, is that better than the other one? I mean, sure. I guess.
I mean, ice skating.
I know it kills a lot of the gymnastic stuff. Cause it's like, hey, this pole vault versus that balance beam routine. And I understand. I mean, I'm not an idiot. I understand like degree of difficulty and blah, blah, blah. Like, but to me,
you're a simpleton. You I beat you.
It's just too subjective.
Yeah.
You know, the score was 2-1, you know, like, but done here, you know, that type of thing. So, I don't know. The Olympics, to me, I think the World Cup has overtaken it in terms of sport, you know?
Yeah.
The Olympics are still absolutely relevant, you know? I just, you know, it seems like every Olympics we've had, maybe, I don't want to say since Atlanta, but like recently it's just, and maybe COVID killed the Olympics. I don't know. Like everything's just kind of like we've lost interest. And then also the world's a different place and we have a lot more varied interests.
I was going to say, and then you have countries not participating or not allowed. Well, like you got that whole political aspect of it.
We don't need to go into that.
That kind of comes into play.
But politics have always been part of the Olympics.
Yeah.
And now more so than ever where it's just, okay, we're going to let the Russians in, but they're going to be under a non-Russian. It's like, what? Like,
yeah,
they're under the, you know, like, yeah, it's maybe more polarizing than it has been in the past. Although I shouldn't say that, because we've obviously had some significant.
When did the Olympics start? Do you know?
Well, if 96 was the 100th, the centennial.
Yeah. No. When do they start? When did the upcoming Olympics start? Do you know?
Well, we're on a podcast that may or may not play at any certain time. I want to say, I don't know. Don't know. It's summer. Summer Olympics. You know, I don't know. May-ish, you know? So, I don't know. Start talking and I'll look it up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you know, Olympics.
I mean, I haven't really seen any promo. I haven't seen anything yet. I'm not seeing any promos or anything for it yet.
Okay. All right, who's July 26th to August 11th?
Is when they really?
So we still got some time, my friend. We still got some time.
Yeah, but I'm a little surprised we're not hearing. They like to start planting the seeds of stories early. You know what I mean? They'll pick certain athletes and start to sprinkle out the the stories. I haven't heard any. I haven't heard any yet.
Yeah, I don't know who. Sha'Carri Richardson, I guess, is our big sprinter. You know, I mean, see, I say I don't follow the Olympics, but then I don't know. Just through SportsCenter and through osmosis of sports, you know, you know enough to be dangerous. I don't know that we have the great swimmer. You know, I have no idea. I've been following up on that. So
yeah.
I don't know what our, we don't have Phelps. I mean, he's done.
I'll tell you what I do like, and I probably will be more interested in it this year because, my stepson is wrestling, but Olympic wrestling.
Wrestling?
Yeah. Wrestling is super fun to watch.
Yeah.
As I don't want to say odd as that sounds.
No.
But like,
it's no more odd than like, I was going to say ping pong, but what's the table tennis?
Table tennis.
Yeah. Table tennis or those weird badminton. Is badminton still in I think that's a thing, right?
I can't.
Do they still do badminton?
The shuttlecock?
Yeah. Whacking the old shuttlecock
around? Whacking the old shuttlecock.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a bunch of strange niche sort of little sports. You know?
I'm a fan of the Olympics. Now I will not watch. I'll go ahead and admit it. I will not watch the opening ceremonies.
No, it's too long.
It's too long, and I just don't have any interest in that.
Too long. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm with you. Mm-mm.
I did go to some of the women's soccer and Olympic soccer when it was here.
Okay.
Up in because they had it up in Athens.
Oh, nice.
At the UGA.
Okay. Do you remember who you saw?
U.S.
Oh, you did. Did you see the U.S.? Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw the women in the maybe it was the.
Okay. I wonder why it was in Athens versus being here.
Versus here?
Well, I guess we didn't have the big... From what I recall, the Georgia Dome, wasn't it parsed into multiple sports? It was like on this side of the dome is this sport and that's... You know, right? I mean, they kind of cut it up, I think.
I think so, yeah. I think so.
And they had... You know, World Congress Center hosted a bunch of weird stuff as well. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we've kind of gotten off track from a marketing perspective, I guess, but... yeah, it's I think an interesting challenge from a global perspective, and we've worked on global clients, right? Where I'm thinking about our old educational client, right? Where language can sometimes be difficult, right? So you know, you get those interesting international ads that don't really have a voiceover. Do you know what I mean? It's just Messi dribbling a soccer ball on the beat, you know, like those types of interesting things, you know. And it'll be interesting to see kind of what, as you mentioned, what the big players do, what the Budweisers, the Cokes, the your Procter and Gamble's. I mean, they'll you know, the Tides. They'll always be those interesting sort of, you know, behind the scenes stories. You know what I mean, of Olympians, which I think will be cool.
Yeah.
You know, but beyond that, you know, Olympics.
Yeah, the Super Bowl's pretty much taken over as the Olympics of advertising. I would say
domestically, 100%.
Right.
Domestically, 100%. So, yeah. Any other final thoughts on?
I don't think so.
Paris Olympiad.
Olympics was so not on my radar until you brought it up. So I'll tune in. I'm excited.
Yeah. All right.
It's going to be awesome.
Hooray. All right. Where can people tune in to Mock the Agency, Rob?
You can tune in to us on the interwebs, of course, at mocktheagency.com or find us on the socials. I'll let our fans figure out how to find us there. It's not difficult.
Hilarious.
And we will holler at you for 119.
All right. Thanks, everybody.